Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Felder. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Randy Reddy. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Paul Householder. Batting 8th. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder takes first base on ball four. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. There goes Felder. The throw from Gedman to Hoffman, and Felder is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles misplays the ball. That's an error on Riles. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman strikes out. Moore drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gedman out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boggs. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Boggs steals second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Householder. Rice reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gettman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Romero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0 for 1 in the game. Reddy hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 1 in the game. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero misplays the ball. That's an error on Romero. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moore strikes out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Armas now playing left field. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner juggles the ball. That's an error on Buckner. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Armas. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Molitor moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0 for 2 in the game. Reddy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Cooper scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reddy moves to third. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 2 in the game. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brad Leslie now pitching. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to third. Boggs moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Boggs scores. Rice moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 2 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Barrett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felder moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lions. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Felder scores. Molitor moves to third. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Steve Crawford now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Cooper scores. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Billy Joe Robideau pinch hits for Randy Reddy. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Porter now pitching. Billy Joe Robideau now playing left field. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman bunts towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Romero covering, for the out. Barrett moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to third. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-4 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Riles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lions. Riles reaches second base with a double. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-3 in the game. Householder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Riles scores. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Jim Gantner pinch hits for Charlie Moore. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Householder moves to second. Bruce Kieson now pitching. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to third for the out. Gantner moves to second. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to third. Romero moves to second. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Gantner scores. Romero moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romero scores. Molitor moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 8, Brewers, 8. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Darwin now pitching. Jim Gantner now playing second base. Dave Huppert now catching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gedman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 0-for-1 in the game. Robideau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-8, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-5 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11. With the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Brewers 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Deion James pinch hits for Dave Huppert. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 8. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.